Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max? Then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
And inhaling welcome to all of you. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And isn't that a wonderful list of places that you can access our resources? And I'm just going to dive into a bold question and ask, is this show for you? Or for me? Yep, it's my starting one today, because as a generous host, my answer is always for you, unlike perhaps those who make it all about them. That said, I am today bringing forward this unexpected theme on both of our behalves, actually, because remember what I always say about being unlike the typical content out there, that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. Well, indeed, as I track the growing caregiving landscape, I have the sense that others are equally following the new themes that we offer here each and every week, and they may even be borrowing on those. And if I am correct in any sense, I take this trend as the best form of flattery, because today we are sharing about essential oil support for caregivers. And this is a subject I have long wanted to personally know more about, hence the mutual benefit. In preparing, I was squarely returned to several places, and one was the deliberate keeping of an aromatherapy kit that I transported over to our condo unit up the street from the house where we used to live, and that house was twice the size of this abode. So while the original oils are by now well defunct, I cherish the contents and accompanying booklet for what they represent. And that's namely a field I would like to learn more about, because former careers that I entertained but never went into could include interior decorator or feng shui specialist, because I know the effect of energy in its various facets upon our home and personal lives. Then I was cast back to a paternal great-grandfather in the environs of Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario. And anybody familiar with that region knows that it is a territory from whence pioneers hail. And we are proud of that, because these are the people who indeed forged the rugged landscape upon which this province of Canada is built. And that is very meaningful for me personally. In Grosspapa's case, which is German for great-grandfather, he was actually a minister and also a doctor of medicine. And he served his parish through rain, sleet, hail, and snow, the proverbial accompaniment of the winter season. And I thank my father for informing me about this, because it was actually my paternal grandmother, Magda, who would hitch up the horses and buggy at all hours, 7 days a week, if families needed him, until that obligation was turned toward her spinster younger sister, Helga. And isn't that an awful name, lady, for an unmarried woman? Good God. But anyways, Helga took over those duties when Magda married. And I ironically share a birthday with Helga. And that's precisely how my father viewed me, as his only child and daughter, like I was presumably ready to be of service 24/7 toward his caregiving. But in modern day times, I say, not so much. A show just before the holiday season had me identify that I am no Florence Nightingale. And thank you that I married like Magda did and extricated myself from that role without having children, such as the one that my grandmother gave birth to, named my dad. And either way, from those conversations in later years with my dad as he declined, I did come to truly appreciate my ancestral lineage. As such, garden drawings, for example, of the herbs that my great-grandfather hand-penned are amongst my treasured keepsakes, and interest in the healing properties of herbs has always wended its way through my dad's mother growing beautiful flowers that I remember since childhood, my dad designing flower beds according to Grosspapa's backyard drawings, and then me carefully tending my own favorite peonies planted in our former backyard in deference to Grandma's green thumb. So you can kind of see through the lineage across four generations that this has always been an interest in one form or another with the alternative healing modalities. And today I consider myself a Reiki master who helps my clients clear energy blockages from the body's centers that are sometimes called chakras. And so I know that as part of my energetic behind-the-scenes preparations for this show, I place against my palms and wrists healing oils, plus I engage in grounding practices from the Reiki world, and I will welcome our guest as we go along today to update me with what I could apply that is maybe even a more effective option. And so I think you can trace along with me that no wonder I wanted to have her on. As is often the case, she's a recommendation from a previous guest who knows what we are trying to accomplish in your service on the Conscious Caregiver. And then, if that was not enough, there is the commonality of her being a former elementary school teacher. And not to steal her thunder, education backgrounds are clearly in our shared spheres as well. So for the moment, I just want to reinforce that I've always been interested in natural remedies over, quite frankly, Western allopathic models. Not that the latter has no place, but it's just that those who are the cherished folks who listen regularly week by week, they know my journey through some pretty serious digestive issues in the form of gallbladder-based stomach knots. And those were as recent as September 2019, where I had some pretty awful bathroom bouts. And it's not unusual, because I have often cited what overwhelmed caregivers go through in the form of heart, cancer, and diabetes illnesses. You know, those are very common for caregivers of aging parents. Even if I was in my mid-50s when I was dealing with my mom and dad in their late 80s. And so I think that our guest will attest as we go along that even she went from taking 15 aspirin a day to no medications at all. So I get it on what she's going to be talking about. And on the other hand, we are going to get a few skeletons out of the closet right away, because there are charlatans in both our fields, hers being essential oils and mine being caregiving and coaching, where, you know, they frankly claim, but they are really about as bad as, you know, snake oil people, shall we say. So just on that note, we're going to pause for our first commercial break. So stand by. And I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And in our introductory segment, as always, we were placing the context for today, which is all about essential oil support for caregivers. And I was sharing how that interest in alternative remedies, which can be so very powerful, traces through my own lineage by back about four generations. And I just wanted to add on to that she and I recognize that there are many charlatans, and she even has on one of her social media presences how you can tell if you're addicted to your essential oils, which I think is very interesting. And I personally applaud her Winston Churchill quotation on her LinkedIn profile, where she says, "The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty." And so as we prepare to bring her on, I would like you to contemplate to what degree you believe you can rely on your own gut instinct for your healing from whatever the so-called ailment is. And with that thought-provoking question in the background, I would like to share with you Susan Viteri. And Susan came to the Venice, Florida area from Chicago. Isn't that called the Windy City? Susan, 11 years ago with her husband, and she quickly adapted into the friendly Venice community, and I'm pretty sure she was glad to be in warmer climes. Shortly after arriving, Susan had a profound life change using Young Living essential oils herself. And so I know that she is excited to share her story, and she's committed to helping others find optimum health, because Susan does, amongst other things, offering classes on holistic care for pain management, stress relief, pet care, and much more. And all of those things are topics that we've either dealt with on The Conscious Caregiver or caregivers of various sorts, whether it's aging parents, relatives, or friends, neighbors, colleagues, even children that perhaps live with you. Either way, we know we deal with all of these things and more. And Susan Viteri has actually recently opened up an office in a professional center in the Venice area, and she's planning a variety of classes on introduction to essential oils and how they can help for everyday use. She'll also be dealing with subjects like adrenal support, balancing hormones, emotional release, and pet care. So you're going to hear more about all of that later on in the show. But for now, I know that Susan has her own story that she is eager to share. So Susan, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. We welcome you.
Good morning, Carol Ann. I'm more than happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm anxious to share my personal story.
Well, so you are right about that. Mm-hmm. Yes, please, you know, please give us that insight.
One thing is, I was born in Ecuador in South America, and at 2 years old, we moved and settled in Chicago, which is where I grew up and became a bilingual elementary teacher. And when I retired and moved to Venice, Florida with my significant other, before that, I had no knowledge of essential oils for wellness, but I was introduced to essential oils through wellness classes that I went to weekly. I learned the many uses for optimal health. My intent was to help my aging parents to get off their meds to use pure natural oils and oil-infused supplements, which led me to use them myself to great success. As you said, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis in my middle 20s, and I was prescribed to take 15 aspirin a day. And I did that for many years and gradually reduced the amount over years. As I was taking these classes, they helped me navigate the oils and learn more about natural solutions. So now I find myself educating others on the toxin-free lifestyle using the highest quality essential oils and oil-infused supplements. I love what I do, and I love seeing many wonderful, simple transformations for many for optimal health, including me. And it has been 9 years that I don't need to take any medications for my lupus condition, because actually it was not actually rheumatoid arthritis, as I found out later. It turned out it was lupus. And I used to have a medication that I could never be without, but frankincense was my saving grace, and it's now been 9 years that I need no medications at all. I just use my essential oils, and I just love it.
Wow, that's really quite something. Thank you for sharing that, Susan, because I actually rhetorically know what you mean by you get prescribed one thing and then it's an escalating series after that. As a Canadian, we both see the U.S. news and stations as well as the Canadian, right? And there are a lot of ads by the drug companies to say, okay, take this and that and the other thing, but be prepared for this long laundry list of other side effects that you're going to receive. And I have to say that it was very cool for me to know that you have both weaned yourself and your aging parents probably off of some traditional medicines, I'm thinking, in favor of the pure natural oils and oil-infused supplements. And because you were able to do this with your folks, now I might say, Your parents weren't quite as uncopable as my father, especially, because he might not have been so open, but just the fact that you were able to learn about toxin-free lifestyles has to be of enormous benefit to the people who surround you. And I know that you also have lots of advice about mindsets and attitudes and strategies and stuff that can really help to re-energize our beleaguered caregiver audience, because yes, you have lived this yourself. You've done that. We'll probably talk about that after a wee bit of a commercial break. But I did not even know in our own preparations behind the scenes that you came to the U.S. from other lands, right? And so you've been on your own journey yourself, where you really experienced some challenges along the way, etc. And now you have made your own story a great success. And I think that that's just a walking testament. There is nothing to me like the practical lived experience. I always say that mine with elder care was about 250,000 hours. And because I'm pretty sure that we're of a similar age, where at least we're not in our 20s anymore, Susan, that you have lived it too. So just stand by, Susan, and everyone. We're going to go into a wee pause, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Dr. R.C. will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. R.C. will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Hello again, everyone, and we are coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we are gladly connecting today with holistic health educator, speaker, and consultant Susan Viteri about essential oil support for caregivers. And just before our pause, Susan was sharing her own experiences with high quality, emphasis on high quality, essential oils, etc. So Susan, I'm sure with all of your experience, there might be attitudes or mindsets, perhaps even strategies that you can suggest for our listeners who often feel beleaguered while navigating the caregiving journey. And I'm sure they will listen with rapt attention to what you have to say about that.
Well, yes, Carol Ann, that's exactly right. We are so beleaguered and just weary from all the stress and all that we go through as caregivers. I totally understand. And that's the magic of my essential oil company, because they just can change things with just a drop or two is just like gold in your house. So I have found certain strategies to be very helpful. I found that one must rely on their gut instincts and be willing and do their due diligence research to find natural solutions instead of relying only on the meds and that doctors and pharma keep pushing. Oils were used in biblical times, so they go back and I love to help people with that by offering them various forms of research where they can do their own due diligence and find what works for them. Yes, there, like I said, there is always a time for doctors, but wouldn't it be nice and wise to at least try natural holistic solutions before you go running to the doctor? So one word of caution, though, is that one must absolutely be sure that they are dealing only with the highest quality essential oil and oil-infused supplements. Too many copies out there using adulterated oils that really only have a drop of essential oils, and who knows what else could be. It could be very dangerous ingredients, and that's where they do harm. So that's why I like to say that cheap oils aren't good, and good oils aren't cheap. So do your own research.
you really need to be your own advocate in today's day and age and time, isn't it? And you had referred earlier, Susan, to frankincense, right? And so, yeah, you remind us that this is not just, hey, something that emerged in the past couple of years because it was like this trend and wave of the future. Essential oils have their grounding in
right.
In history.
And there is a professional site called PubMed.gov where you can do all, although for those people that are research minded, they can go in there and find out all sorts of research pages and papers that have been put out there so they can research it and find out what is going on in the world. Our company is a 25-year-old global company, which I trust, and I know that with our team of scientists, they have put together just only the highest quality. So that's why I say it's very important that you just don't get anything from the local, you know, box store, just because now it's the trend. Everything is, and it's oil, they say oil infused, but you just don't know where it came from. So it's very, I just caution you to just don't think that all oils are the same, because they're not.
Yes, the uneducated consumer could well feel that, and I just, you know, or believe that perhaps. And yet both of us do recognize that there's always a time for doctors and pharmaceuticals. But something I love that you said is, wouldn't it be at least wise to try some natural solutions before defaulting to the allopathic model here, there, and everywhere? And Susan, you don't know my whole story, nor do I yours, but this stomach knot that I refer to, that one dated back to the throes of my own elder care. And my mother passed in 2010 and my dad in 2012. And in about May of 2010, the knots, as I call them, from my gallbladder, which as a Reiki master I know had to do with stuffed anger, were becoming pretty painful. And I am somebody who will go to the doctor as the very last resort. So, you know, you don't have to convince me there. But just a few minutes in his office, much as everybody touts the Canadian healthcare model, which they should not necessarily, that a few minutes there, he says, oh yeah, well, this will inevitably become gallstones, and then it will necessitate gallbladder surgery. So that's your only option. So wait for it to happen. And I was living around the block for about 5 minutes at that time. And it was like, I said, no way. Right?
Yeah.
You were going to say,
good
Susan,
for you.
Sorry.
And matter of fact, one of the things that I do teach when I do my classes, and it's proven over and over again, did you know, for example, that we hold our grief in our lungs?
Yes,
and
I do.
Did you know we hold our anger in our liver?
Yes.
And if you don't address and release those problems, they do become physical ailments down the road. And that's how essential oils can help you, by using them, diffusing them, taking them topically, and they help you with those issues, and they help you release that. That's what they do, instead of having to take another medication. Because
essential are
natural, and they go, your body, when you, it goes on your body, it goes in your body, and the body recognizes it as something natural. It has no issue, and it goes in, does what it has to do, and passes through. Whereas with medications, they're all chemicals. Your body does not recognize it goes in, and your body has, oh well, what do I do with this? And they end up getting stuck in our organs, whether it's your spine or different organs, and down the line they create toxic effects. So it's very scary. You have to know what you're doing.
Wow. Wow. That was illuminating for me. I'm thinking of you like a traditional doctor at a party. I'm going to say more about that in just a minute, Susan. We're standing by for a little bit of a break. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
My Dreams, My Challenges, and Joys is an inspiring book by author Linda Genazzo. This real-life account of raising a child with autism from birth to adulthood takes you on a journey of compassion, love, and hope as it tells the incredible story of a devoted family and their beloved daughter. Together, they faced adversity and never stopped believing they would find the help they were seeking. A breast cancer survivor, Linda Genazzo has a giving heart. With a background in social work with the mentally ill and the homeless, Linda continues to help families in her community. And her book, My Dreams, My Challenges and Joys, brings greater awareness to autism and those families in need. To purchase your copy, visit www.lindagenazzo.com. It's also available on amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. Don't delay. Get your copy today. Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at hameslifecoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
And as we return from that last break, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And today we have with us holistic health educator, speaker, and consultant, Susan Viteri, and we are talking about essential oil support for caregivers. And I have been illuminated myself along the way already. That's why I said at the outset, you know, this show is as much for me as it is for all of you, because I have a friend in Western Canada, for example, where the doctors are, of course, prescribing for his hip pain that going under the knife is the only solution. And I was just saying before the pause with Susan that you must feel sometimes, Susan, like a doctor, but not really, like you're at a cocktail party, right? And everybody is coming up to you, Susan, I have this ailment and that ailment, you know, help to so-called prescribe, which we know it is not about that with what you do. But, you know, tell me what I can apply, what I can use in my home, etc. And either way, we all understand, I hope, now, the power of essential oils in our environments. And I must say, I'm constantly looking for ways to move the energy in my home environment because I'm a solopreneur who does a lot of my work in the world just inside of this space. So I love the idea that the fragrances, shall we say, that we can inhale, the oils, can influence our home environment as well as impact our energy levels through the skin. So, Susan, I know that you have learned a lot of things along the way, and because you're a wealth of information that could speak with us all day, just give us at least a few additional insights and wisdom that you have gleaned along the way.
Oh, yes, my pleasure, Carol Ann. So I think that people need to know that there, first of all, there are alternative, healthy, holistic solutions out there, and they help in so many ways, whether it's physically, let's say you have a cut or a bruise, they help with that, emotionally, and they even help you spiritually. People need to know that they are safe and that they're easy to use, and they're safe even for children and their pets. And that's where I come in, because education is key. They can help with stress relief, sleep issues, cuts, bruises, respiratory issues. They help you heal faster, hormonal issues for men and women. And they can even help improve your sex life. Yes, I said that. They even help with that. One of my most common complaints is digestive issues, as you mentioned, because people are under a lot of stress. And I've had so many wonderful testimonials about that, because you can apply them topically. My company also has oil-infused supplements that help with all of the above. So our founder just knew if there was a problem, he addressed the problem to help people. He never created this company for a profit. He just, like, what do you need? And then he worked in the lab to find plant combinations that work to help resolve these issues. And he just did a marvelous job. So when you use essential oils by diffusing them in the air, they just don't smell good. They are actually going in your body and helping support every system in the body where your body might need support. By using our essential oils aromatically, that is diffusing, taking a smell, you know, and smelling it in your hand, not only do you benefit, but your entire household benefits too, because our ultrasonic diffusers let the oil molecules linger in the air up to 4 hours, so they're detoxing the environment and seeping their goodness into your skin, which is your largest organ. For example, our lemon oil is not only very detoxing, but we lovingly call it sunshine in the bottle. Mm. Now, who can use a little sunshine to perk up their day? No happy drugs needed here. Just use your lemon oil and you'll feel much better. How does that sound?
Well, that is very cool. And, you know, Susan, I have a follow-up question. I'm just curious. I mean, what does the lemon do? Does it aid alertness, or what would you say about its properties?
Yes, absolutely. For example, peppermint is my favorite go-to oil. I use it like a million times a day for mental focus, for clarity, just to perk me up. And it does, there are studies that have shown that it helps, like, help you study and retain information. So just put a drop either on my head or the back of my neck, and I just breathe it in and then use it in the diffuser. It just makes a world of difference. Yes. And the lemon oil is such a simple oil, but it just does so many things, much of which is detoxing. So we have in our daily environment and through our life, we have accumulated so many toxins. It just helps you detox and take out the impurities in our body. You could put it in with our lemon vitality. You could put it in your water. You could put it in your tea, and it just does an amazing difference. Everybody reacts differently, so what works for one might not work for the other. But some people just love using them, and they love to experiment with different combinations. But we have, like, frankincense, it also helps with spirituality. If you're in prayer or if you're in meditation, it just takes you to a deeper level so you can reduce that stress that you have as a caregiver, you know, and helps the person that you're taking care of, too. Mm-hmm. So that's where they're, like I say, why not try the oils before you go to take this pill and that pill and that pill? Because those are all chemicals, and they're chemical copies of plants, actually, when you think about it, but they're synthetic and they're not natural, and your body does not recognize that in the body. So I say stay with the holistic, natural-based things that stay in your body and help you in many. And their oils are living. They help you. They know what your body needs. Like if you put an oil on Carol Ann, the oil goes, oh, Carol Ann has a little issue going on here in her elbow or her knee or her digestive. It knows what to do. It's just amazing. Hmm. It's just
That's
amazing.
So potent.
Pardon me?
So potent, Susan. So potent.
Yes, absolutely. One, my usual my usual MO when I introduce essential oils to someone, I call it my peppermint experience, because I put one drop in the palm of their hand and I have them rub it on their chest and then breathe it in carefully. And I love to see their eyes light up and say, wow, that is amazing, because they just feel so many things, alert, and they can breathe easier. And it just helps in so many ways. So my team has called me, you know, it's called the peppermint experience, which I love to share. It's very powerful, because one drop is and when you get them from the store, you're not going to get that therapeutic grade essential oil. You're going to get a mess.
No, you're indeed right, Susan. So just stand by on that very note. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. So stand by, everyone.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network, as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
And welcome back, everyone. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we, of course, today have been chatting with Susan Viteri, and she is a holistic health educator, speaker, and consultant who is very passionate about essential oils, as you have been able to discern for those listening in right since the top of the hour, or even those who catch the archive afterwards. And she has been a very much wealth of information in all of these regards, ending most recently with some commentary about the power of peppermint as well as lemon, and not just on our skin as our largest organ, but also in the potency of the oils diffusing into our environments to promote various healing effects. And something that I have really enjoyed is her call to actions, compelling people to open up to how essential oils can positively impact their frequency or vibration, because I'm currently writing a series of blogs that's called Carol Ann's 10 Pet Peeves for Caregivers. And one of those has to do with how non-proactive people often are. And so I love that we're giving them some encouragement to at least consider alternatives to their usual ways of doing things, you know? So Susan, I think that you are with us just right now to talk about your final words that you wish to impart with our cherished listeners. So please go ahead with that.
Yes, thank you, Carol Ann. And I'm so glad you were talking about frequency, because our oils have the, you know, highest frequency, and that's where the goodness comes in. So my final words are to not be afraid to have hope for people, for patients and caregivers alike. And I offer many resources where one can do their own research and be open to at least giving it a try. Many times people think and even say, oh, that's just a snake oil, or it's just woo-woo for, you know, it's just woo-woo. But once they do open up, they are often so amazed, and I've had so many wonderful testimonials, and to see how it helps and supports them and their families. I am consistently amazed at many of the success stories that I hear. And with that, they must not be stingy, because they should share their success stories with their friends and family, because so many need relief, whether physical, spiritual, or emotional. Essential oils have a frequency, as do humans and all living things. And when our immune system gets depleted, and that is not good for your immune system, as caregivers, we need to stay healthy. So just by using essential oils on their person, they raise your frequency and protect you by keeping you healthy. So why wouldn't you at least give it a try? What if you could help yourself or someone you love with these little bottles of gold, as I like to call it? Wouldn't it be worth it? So I'm most happy to discuss possible options and other various ways to begin their journey with essential oils. With a healthy diet, exercise, and plenty of water, they are a great complement to the toolbox for optimal health. I am not a medical specialist, as you said, of any kind, but through my 10 years of experience of using essential oils, I can then offer many resources that I have accumulated to help people start. I can do personal consultations, small classes on many topics, from stress relief, hormonal support, pet information, digestive health, and so much more. No matter where you are, because it's a global company, and I'm, like I said, I'm planning to do Facebook Live classes and possibly YouTube classes to help people navigate their journey of essential oils. It is a process, but once you get the hang of it, it's so easy. You will feel more alive, energetic, focused. I love to speak to all kinds of groups, mom groups, senior groups, church groups, and pet groups. So please find me on Facebook, Susan Viteri, Young Living. I'm also on Instagram. My email address is Susan Viteri, SusanViteri, at gmail.com. And my website is myyl.com/s.viteri. And I am an independent distributor with Young Living Essential Oils based out of Utah. But like I said, it's a global 25-year-old company that I trust and I love, because they have the highest standards. Our founder, Gary Young, was a man with the vision and the passion to help the entire world by bringing essential oils to every household in the world. We are getting there one drop at a time. It has been my pleasure, Carol Ann, to share my story with you, and thank you for the honor of being with you today.
Well, thank you, Susan. That's very lovely, and you indeed went very nicely from, you know, your final words of wisdom into where we can find out more about you. So I know that there are people who listen, who take copious notes. They will have jotted down the many places where we can reach you. I personally admire your intention to do Facebook Live classes and even possibly YouTube, because those are areas into which I wish to forge. And sometimes I find those a little intimidating, but either way, you know, I think one of the other points that you've been making today is that you're helping us and helping the mind to recognize, which sometimes the mind prefers the familiar, but like, how do we help ourselves to shift from the unfamiliar to the familiar? And that, I think today, with our theme, includes getting ahead of the curve with essential oils and how they can also assist greatly with the whole caregiving experience. So my thank you, Susan, may span across a bit of a commercial break, but I trust that you can stay with us to take it in, because I want you to definitely hear this, okay? Because your enthusiasm today has really been wonderful. And, you know, I know that you have really worthy messages to share with people. I know you're passionate about those. So I hope, because we are probably similar in age group, I hope that we will both hold ourselves as people who are here to enact a profound mission in our respective realms upon planet Earth. And let's remember, I have actually seen you, like as in energetically behind the scenes. And so I want the audience to receive the rest of yours. Thank you. So just stand by. And of course, we're at the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. Stand by, everyone.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last treasured moments together. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm, of course, your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And I was just tendering my thanks, which are very important, to our guest today, Susan Viteri, who has been sharing essential oil support for caregivers with our treasured audience. And Susan, I was saying that I have seen you, like energetically, behind the scenes, because I want everyone to know how much you have shown up and fulfilled and honored your word to get me what I needed to make today's show a success, because people need to know that this was despite the fact that you have been so very immersed in preparing for, plus enacting, it feels like almost 24/7, a very pivotal role within your recent Essential Oils Conference in the Venice, Florida area. And you really tendered through everything I needed when I need it. And I must sound like somebody, why? What's the big deal? Well, I'll tell you, behind the scenes, which North American culture does not always value, but which separates the wheat from the chaff, you have been diligent and classy. And to me, that makes all the difference. So I can only wish you my heartfelt best, Susan, for all of the successes that will continue to come your way. You are richly deserving, and I really thank you for being on today's show.
So, Carolyn, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And so with that said, we move into a little bit of a preview, shall we say, in our inaugural show for the 2020 season. A few weeks ago, I had shared a theme called A Fresh Elder Care Start. And I seriously urge everyone to still listen to the archive at boldbravemedia.com/shows/conscious caregiver, because we just passed what is often considered Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year, apparently, and resolutions are getting forgotten, and yet we really ought not to do that. So please start to tune in to my latest blog series as well that can be found at copingwithuncopableparents.com. Next week on the radio broadcast, we have on tap a wonderful grief expert, and I must say, if you do not find her personal and professional insights illuminating, I will frankly eat my hat. And so even if somebody of you are writing off 2020 already, only 3 weeks in, I do strongly also urge you to kick your year into high gear and the decade, quite frankly, too, by booking a no-obligation free confidential readiness session with me at my website or via email at carolanne@carolannehamilton.com. Because if you are truly ready to change things in your elder care situation, I don't see why you wouldn't avail yourself of a resource who has been, you know, been there, done it, and gotten a T-shirt, and that's me. Along with also our guest, Susan Viteri, who can aid you. And I'm going to be asking her my own separate behind-the-scenes questions about her essential oils expertise and how they can help me with some of the physical and maybe emotional issues that I'm just dealing with right now. So we're always doing this in service for you. You know that one of our famous lines is that you have been strong too long, and we invite you to dare to care with flair. So I hope you have benefited from Susan's expertise today. You know, we're all about continuous learning over here, and I hope you have found this a slightly different show than the typical stuff that's out there for caregivers. Either way, you've probably memorized the sign-off by now. Yes, we are on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carolanne Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carolanne Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carolanne Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.